This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, there goes the neighborhood. Scott is off to New York City, get a rope. I remember those barbecue commercials. This is what's on your mind. And if you're the ilk worried about, you know, I don't want to call in Scott's on because this is what's on Scott's mind. Well, no, it's not. But Scott has a lot on his mind, and I mean, he gets to play too in the sandbox, sure. But guess what? This hour, it's you and me, and at some point, Congressman Kevin Cramer. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, you can save a few digits. 258-0550. 701-258-0550. If texting's more your thing, trying to remain anonymous, or just don't want to get your voice in the radio, or maybe you're in one of those workplaces where I can't be talking, but I can tap into my little thing of plastic in my hands. I have one too. You can text me at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or another way, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Todd Mitchell. Yeah, normally just kind of chiming in from the sidelines and throwing Scott off and stuff like that. Scott on his way to the big march for life that we'll be talking about tomorrow quite a bit. Much more detail on the way with that as we await Congressman Kevin Cramer. We can get your calls in. We got a two lines open now. Three waiting. Or the other thing, too, if you don't want to hold and you just want to get it off your chest, you can always do that at 1-8. And any time, by the way, kind of like Reed did a couple of nights ago, who dared us to just go ahead and call him back and have the debate. Dared us. Took him up on that yesterday. That was colorful, to say the least. 1-855-200-1776, option 1. 1-855-200-1776, option 1. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the one person in all of Washington who would ever put his own election sign up on my yard. That was, if only I would have, I should have been rolling video on that. That was so priceless.
Well, I knew, I learned a long time ago, Todd, if you're going to get the job done right, do it yourself, right? So.
See, and my expectation is, some intern in some old SUV is going to come in at some point, so I should probably not have the dogs attack him or anything like that. And here we are sitting in my living room, and Carrie, my wife, looks out and goes, what's Kevin Cramer doing in our front yard?
Well,
and your comeback was priceless.
Yeah,
that would have been viral.
It would have been.
You're not going to see John Hovind doing this.
Well, the reality
probably
is
not.
Chris and I run our campaigns right out of our garage, so we rely on each other and our families for the most part, and try to keep it lean and mean. So anyway.
Well, good job on that.
Thanks.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, 1-800-228-0550. So obviously the Dakota Access Pipeline, and, it's been looming. Well, wait till Trump gets in there and then. So where are we at?
Yeah, so really interesting. I don't know why it took him 3 days, to get around to approving that. But I guess Friday he had that whole inauguration thing going, and then on Monday he had a couple of pretty big executive orders. And Tuesday he put out the memo to the Corps of Engineers saying, get back to work and do the job you're supposed to do. And which by the way, is pretty easy for the Corps because they
Uh-oh. They?
Did we lose, Kevin?
They are hacked by the Russians. They... they what? Congressman Kevin Cramer calling us from a retreat in Philly. He's got to tell us about that as well. I'll tell you what. There we go. Wow. Russians were hacking you now.
I'll tell you, it's an interesting point you're raising right now because I am in Philly. I'm at the retreat. I slipped out of the meeting, and I'm in my room looking at helicopters because, of course, the president's going to be here in about a little less than an hour. And this place is locked down very, very tight. So it's pretty interesting. The president speaks at noon. The vice president speaks at 2. And the prime minister of the United Kingdom follows the vice president. So to say that we have a little security around would be a bit of an understatement.
So what happens at this retreat? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's the Republican House members, Republican senators, and, of course, members from the administration, and to include the president and vice president. And we're discussing, basically discussing what we're going to do for the next 200 days. And, use of things like the budget reconciliation to repeal and replace much of Obamacare, not all of it, because the rules don't quite allow that. We have to try and do as much as we can that's filibuster proof in the Senate. And so we're talking those strategies, what are the first principles that we all agree on, and, what's the timeline for those things. And then the second big thing being, of course, tax reform. So there are two major policy / budgeting issues that we can deal with under budget reconciliation, and we do it, with two different budget bills this year. First one we're going to deal with, of course, is Obamacare. The second one is going to be comprehensive tax reform, and both of them are very heavy lifts. And in the middle of all that, we want to try and do more to shore up our national defense because, of course, under the Obama administration, our national defense has been cut 21%, and we're quite certain the world's not 21% safer than it was before he became president. So
probably not.
In fact, Senator McCain says that it's never been, at least not for many decades, it's never been this unsafe. And that includes not just traditional, war fighting, but things like cybersecurity, a major area where we, by the way, as a country, I don't want to alarm anybody, but as a country, we're not, unlike we are in other areas of defense, we're not the top of the heap. We're not the most secure have the strongest defenses against cyber attacks. We are very solid against other kinds of attacks, of course, including nuclear, but not so much when it comes to cyber. So we have some rebuilding to do in the area of the highest priority of the country. And, of course, the budgets as we watch the mandatory spending growing out of control, we are to a point now where our defense budget is like 14.7% of the overall annual budget. That's as low as it's ever been, and it's frighteningly low because it's part of the discretionary budget. The mandatory spending is now approaching 70% of the overall budget. So we have less and less flexibility all the time to deal with the highest priority, which is the defense of the country. So those are the topics that are on the table, and we've been rolling up our sleeves and talking them through and duking them out and trying to come up with as much consensus as we can for the country. And that's what we're doing in Philadelphia. And it's important to get away from Washington. If for no other reason, just to get out of the offices, get away from the staff, get away from the distractions.
True.
So that you can talk turkey. So that's what we're doing right now.
Bullying is not the old-fashioned stand around the corner with a club in your hand. It's much more higher tech than that. Tell you what. 15 after we'll go to a quick call from Tim from Edgeley. He's been holding out for quite a while. Tim, for Congressman Cramer, what is on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking my call, you guys. I appreciate it. And my concern is, again, from a farmer rancher concern, we hear very little from this new administration about farm ag issues. And particularly, I'm concerned about the cattle markets and the cattle issues. Are you aware, Congressman Cramer, that the U.S. feeder cattle cull count bull market has lost half its value and the fed cattle market a third of its value since the fall of 2015?
No, I am aware of that. I am aware of that. And the fact of the matter is, and you know this because you're in this business, you understand the cycles of especially livestock cycles. It's similar to the other commodities as well. But there's been a recent, not just a normal downturn in the cycle, but there's been a recent sort of accelerated drop that is very concerning that we're looking into. This administration, while they may not have said much specifically about cattle markets or ag markets, to better understand Donald Trump, listen clearly to what he says about America First. And this is where I think for agriculture, you can be very certain that he's going to be looking out for the import-export types of issues for the America First policies, but at the same time doing more bilateral trade, so we always have a market to sell into.
Older, or what's on your mind on the way?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, friends. It's Scott Hinton here. My wife, Maria, and I and the family are hosting a tour to Norway June 19th through July 2nd. We'd love to have you come along. Carol Juven of Juven Tours will be our tour guide. He's been there 153 times. I see Bergen and Oslo. I see the Western Norway fjords on here. I see the Flam Railroad on here and Geringer and sightseeing and Olympic sites and visits to farms. Tell me a little bit about what we're all going to see in that tour.
These items are all meet the people. We don't just tour Norway. We do meet the people. And we want to go to their homes. We want to go to their farms and greet them and be able to, shall we say, navigate on the fjords via the ferries and so on. It's an unbelievable experience, and you've got to actually live it to know what it's all about.
A 14-day first-class tour with Carol Juven and the team from Juven Tours and Travel. Call now. The deadline's fast approaching. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. June 19th through July 2nd.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennon on his way to March for Life. Making America Great starts with you. Show your community. Show your country. You stand behind America. Replace your political yard sign with the symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. Let's remind your community we stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. All of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. Some folks might be buying cheap flag poles made in some other country. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. American-made. Proud of it. ndflagpoleguy.com, or you can call 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com. That's all one word. Todd Mitchell for Scott Henning, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Did we get a nice big hardline connection there for you?
We did.
The Russians can't hack into this there now, or they're going to need a set of pliers and wire cutters to be able to do that.
They probably those, you know.
I know. We tease, and yet we're probably not that only far away from that. No doubt. Live from the big retreat in Philadelphia, where the president is about to leave.
Yeah, and he's probably in Air Force One about now. Of course, it's a pretty quick flight from Washington to Philadelphia. We took the train, which took about an hour, I suppose, yesterday. It was a nonstop train because we had the whole train, all the House and Senate members. But he's taking Air Force One, so it'll be a quick flight. But nonetheless, he's probably en route, and we expect to see him at lunch, and then the Vice President follows him after lunch, and then the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Theresa May, is speaking after that, and then I'm supposed to do a hit with the BBC after Prime Minister May's speech. So I don't know how all that's going to work exactly, but we're supposed to be doing a little video piece with the British Broadcasting Corporation right after her speech. So anyway, it's a busy afternoon here, but we were just with the president, of course, last week during the inauguration, and then he got right to work on Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday, and as we started the conversation out, Todd, issuing the memorandum to the United States Army Corps of Engineers to get back to work and approve the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they've got the easement ready to go. They're just working with a little bit of the bureaucracy, and hopefully they'll put in public notice to the Congress, the easement. That's one of the requirements, is to notice it to Congress. And hopefully they'll get that done, within hours, if not minutes. So it could be any time now. And then the company can get back to work.
So we're talking very short order then, that we could actually see some drilling going on here in North Dakota.
Yeah, very short order. And that would be preferable. The shorter the better, as far as I'm concerned. Now, we know these last couple of days have been fine, and they've been good because it's allowed people to prepare a little bit for it. We anticipate perhaps protesters will get geared up again. But we've had a couple of days to get law enforcement in place, hopefully, and we continue. And I have pretty regular conversations, in fact, more than one a day with the White House, trying to get as much federal law enforcement support as we can get to make sure that we have adequate numbers to deter any illegal activity and to provide that support for our local law enforcement officials. But the one thing that we all know is that the sooner the pipeline is finished, the sooner the protesters can all go home and work on perhaps the next thing that they want to fight. My hope would be, however, that not only that, and when I say protesters, I'm talking largely about the the anti-oil, keep it in the ground crowd. But then I hope we can lock arms with our tribal citizens and leadership and work on a process going forward that is that acknowledges the treaties and consultation rights and those things that end up being a major argument at the end of the process, and start having those discussions prior to the next process, so that we can we can move forward more together and with mutual respect rather than trying to apply prospective ideas to retroactively to projects that have already been properly cited and legally commenced.
Well, the Santa Maria Sioux Tribal Chairman David Archibald II did kind of call on everyone to do the protesting in D.C. now, not in North Dakota, so I wonder how that's going to change things.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, they'll be warmer. while we have winter in D.C.
Hey, you guys have been known to get a bunch of snow at one time in D.C.
We have,
too,
but
so don't rule it out.
When Washington gets a bunch of snow, it also loses a bunch of snow rather quickly. So the nice thing here is that it does melt quickly. But it's, it's clearly a different climate than it is in Bismarck. And this winter actually has been quite mild, so we haven't seen snow in Washington, and it's been a very pleasant winter. So so from that standpoint, they probably have a little bit better experience.
Call from Standing Rock. What is on your mind?
Yeah, hello?
Hello
there. Good morning.
We got you.
I'm from Standing Rock. They must get two calls from Standing Rock.
Oh, every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just would like to voice my opinion. About that camp up there, and I'm from Standing Rock, and I've been watching this since then, and I haven't supported that, I don't think it's, I'm not supporting it, but I'm from Standing Rock, but I just wanted to say that the majority of those people up there, they're not even from Standing Rock,
sure.
And they're homeless white people, they're homeless people that come from all over, and a lot of that stuff that goes on up there is just, I don't think it's right. I wish that camp would be shut down. It's not on Standing Rock,
right?
And those people be sent away because they're not very good citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this is going to affect the small person on Standing Rock as far as, you know, the liability of it. We barely live down there, you know, but we get no help from anybody, really. And I hope this doesn't affect, you know, because this is going to affect the small person on Standing Rock.
Sure.
As far as the liability, you know, and I just wanted to voice my opinion about that these guys are down there, they're, like I said, they're homeless, and they're doing things that affect me, you know.
Yep.
And I don't go up there. I've never been up there, and I don't support it. I don't believe in it. So
yeah.
I don't know. It needs to be shut down, and
I suspect we're closing in on that very activity very soon, Congressman, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. He makes a very important point, and it'd be hard to improve on it.
No doubt. More coming up. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mind. It's all eventually for Scott Hennett. We're brought to you by High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring. Get a V1. It's been a windy winter. Drift is going to be a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Apache's customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get most of their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why we get right down to it. Apache's the businessman sprayer. Prove it to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. ETA online on-site retail store, rather, with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Yeah, ETA Center will be able to offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just Apache, but every brand. Reminding you, the parts are all brands of sprayers, Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, ETA Center for all your application parts, any make, any model. Apache Sprayer provides you the power to climb your toughest grades and get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions. Fuel efficient, reliable, provides leading operator comfort with the state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab and an industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty. I like that noise dampening thing so you can hear what's in your mind better. 1701 Eastside Court, across from Bonanza. Also, the January specials, PetroServe USA, Get Set, Deli Express Sandwiches, Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss, $1.99 each. Or that little shot of extra adrenaline, Mars King Size Candy Bars, 89 cents, Godiva Chocolate Bars, 89 cents. Or if you're going to be healthy like me, down 30 and 20, Kellogg's Protein Bars, $1.89 each. And then you don't feel as guilty. PetroServe USA. Todd Mitchell for Scott Hannon, Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's in Your Mind. We had a call from Standing Rock a moment ago. We'll give you a chance to respond to that.
Yeah, he made some really important points. And the thing that I took away from his discussion for the most part is that he wants to be assured that the little guy, as he kept referring to himself, that is to say, I think that the Standing Rock citizen that has no fight in this and probably doesn't even agree with what's going on at the protest camps isn't hurt by some sort of retribution. And I think it's a very important point because this is what I mean by the real opportunity that exists now is for us to join forces, move forward, have a serious discussion about, treaty rights and you know, consultation process and how to do things better going forward. And then, but also to make sure, and I've spoken to this on this show a number of times, Todd, that any sort of liability that rests with the right people, and that we don't inadvertently hurt the wrong people with some form of, you know, restitution or something like that, from the federal government or the state government. And so that's why I really appreciated the call, because he made very relevant and important points. And we cannot forget, in our political squabbles, we can't forget that behind all that, there are a whole bunch of people that aren't in on the fight, you know? And, so I appreciate what he had to say a lot, and really do take it to heart.
One of the common things coming up in the texts I'm getting, why don't you guys just repeal Obamacare and let the free market handle it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, it's so interesting when we talk about repealing and replace. There's all this talk about, the as though there was not health care prior to Obamacare. But the reality was that prior to Obamacare, there was a health care problem, and that is that the free market really wasn't working because it wasn't free. But this is so true of any time there's a third party between, you know, the market, and you know, the market demand and the market supply, you have a high inflation rate. And healthcare and education are the two examples where that's the case, and where the inflation rate it greatly exceeds the cost of living and what people earn. And so, you know, there was a cost and access problem prior to Obamacare, but we need a more of a patient-centered program, because there are people who fall through the cracks. There is a necessity for a safety net, especially in a country like the United States. So just pulling the rug out from under it would harm a lot of people unintentionally. So any replacement, repeal will have a replacement. There will be a transition. The replacement will be agreed upon early and passed as part of the package, but it'll have a transition so that there's not, you know, there's not this cliff that people just get thrown off of. So whether you're talking about 20 million people that currently have insurance that didn't before, which I think is an exaggeration. Most of those people did have. They were on Medicaid or some other form, but they get credit for being on Obamacare. You're talking totally about less than 7% of the total insured population that's on Obamacare. So you still have a lot of the market there. However, the market is collapsing as we speak. I mean, 18 of the 23 Obamacare co-op exchanges have collapsed already. One-third of the counties in this country have no choice anymore. One-third. That's how fast the competition has been dropping off. And so we have to work with the industry. Even in a free market, we have to work with the insurance industry to rebuild that market, given the terrible collapse that has taken place. So it's not quite as simple as full repeal. But we should remember that Obamacare carries with it over $1 trillion in taxes. So that burden is on the economy. And if we're going to do comprehensive tax reform, you know, a good place to start is to get rid of that $1 trillion in taxes. But any replacement is going to require some funding as well. And we don't want to hurt our states who have taken, you know, efforts or made efforts at their state level, including North Dakota, with Medicaid expansion, by pulling the rug out from under them either. So we need to work with our governors. And by the way, Governor Burgum's been very involved and attended one of our committee meetings last week when he was in Washington for the inauguration, made a tremendous impression on the healthcare subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee that I sit on as a Republican governor, talking about innovation and reinventing government and healthcare efficiencies that he knows a great deal about. He made quite an impression. I've had a couple of chairmen now talk to me about Governor Burgum. In fact, and have offered to come up to North Dakota and see how you do it right.
Not everything in Washington historically runs as fast as we'd all like it to, but something tells me things in this administration are going to be a little faster than what we've historically seen out of Washington.
Well, promises are being kept rather quickly. And the thing that, when you see the pace of Donald Trump, now he's a man of action. I don't think there's any question about that. That's why he was elected. In fact, after the last Republican debate, my son, Abel, he was 8 at the time, he said to me, Dad, I know that both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz want to get rid of Obamacare, but want to get rid of Common Core. My son hates Common Core math. as we all
he's
do.
Not the only said, one, by the way.
Yeah, no. If you've ever seen it, you know why, what a mistake it was. But anyway, he said, I know Ted Cruz and Donald Trump both want to get rid of Common Core, but I'm pretty sure Donald Trump will do it faster. Well, Donald Trump's doing everything faster. But what it shows you is how frightening it's been, because there are thousands of these executive orders that have been issued, at least hundreds of them, issued without hearings, without promulgating rules, things like that, under the previous president. So, you know, by Donald Trump's ability to undo them so quickly, it demonstrates how unilateral the decision making was prior to this. So he's just getting us back to ground zero, hopefully.
1-800-228-0550. Jerry in Fargo, thank you for holding on. Jerry, what is on your mind?
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing
today? Doing great. How are you?
I was wondering, you know, with all this protesting going on, yeah, there's the good people that are doing it the right way, but there's also the ones that are violent and being paid protesters by, like, George Soros and big money men like that. Is there a way we could prosecute them where the money comes from for being violent in our inner cities and destroying them?
Yeah, great question, Jerry. Thank you. There are some investigations and some people looking at some of that. I would expect, and I'm, you know, I don't know anything, but between the government and its ability to investigate and prosecute on the criminal side, and frankly, those that have been harmed by it, there are opportunities in court to pursue those that are truly liable. And it goes back to the previous caller from Standing Rock, Todd, who's afraid of being the victim of the liability when he is innocent in it. And I think it's very important to sort that out, that distinction out as to who's guilty of crimes and financing criminal activity and who is simply exercising their First Amendment rights under the law. And, So, there are ways to do that. I expect to see some increased activity, everything from audits to investigations to civil lawsuits that will try to get after those that that truly bear the liability.
Jerry, thanks for the call. Don, I'm going to give a whole bunch of calls waiting so patiently. Don in Minot, what is on your mind?
Hey, Don.
Don? We apparently don't have Don.
Maybe we lost Don.
We could try Don later. Dave in Minot, what is on your mind?
Hey, Dave. Hi, Congressman Kramer. And, Don, I really appreciate your show, and I appreciate the access. To think that I have access to Congressman Kramer, who's going to be with the president this afternoon, that's pretty stunning. But you kind of stole my topic, and I'm glad to hear you talking about the repeal and replace. And I like your attitude towards that doesn't need to be replaced. It needs to go back to the free market. So work to get the market free. I hope that's what you'll do. My other topic that I wanted to cover, since you already covered that one, was I'm so frustrated that there's no meaningful or effective pushback on this, on the global warming people. Do you have any encouragement in that regard? As far as somebody asked Donald Trump the other day, if he still believed that global warming was a hoax, and I kind of backed away from it a little bit. I sure wish he'd stick to his guns.
Yeah. So it's an interesting question, Dave. He and I have talked very specifically about climate change and global warming and sort of the political phenomenon. And I told him, and you maybe have heard me say before, you know, where we fall in the spectrum of, the spectrum I have is somewhere between denial and worshiping. It's a pretty wide spectrum. The fact of the matter is that people, it's not a high priority for people. It's probably not a top 10 issue for very many people in the United States of America. But what's more frightening than even the possibility of global climate change is the fix that the global community has put forward. And it seems to all hinge on the United States. And it's a unilateral disarmament. It certainly doesn't meet, an America First agenda. So I think you can be sure that Donald Trump's not going to acquiesce to the global interests in this issue.
Fire calls coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 presents another Conversation with Carson. Carson Wentz is on the line to tell us about Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
You just purchased a spa and game room package from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Just kind of tell us about the whole experience.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, I went in and I met Vince and Ben. It was really cool. You know, obviously going into their showroom, you kind of see a little bit of everything. You see the game tables, the hot tubs, the patio furniture, and working with them, they made me feel comfortable buying from them. You know, they cared about what I was interested in. You could tell they cared about their product that they were selling. And, you know, they were just good guys that were very helpful.
The grind of the NFL could be tough on a player, and certainly a rookie quarterback that everybody's gunning for. How is the hot spring hot tub helping you get ready for the next big game?
Yeah, it's actually helped me quite a bit. You know, I use it a couple times a week and just helps me to recover and to just get my muscles and get my legs really more than anything. I'm feeling good, ready to go, so it's been really nice.
Is every day made better for Carson Wentz with your home full of fun products from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
Without a doubt. You know, knowing I can come home, and I think everybody needs a little way to kind of get away from whatever it is their job is. As much as I love the game, it's nice to just come home and go downstairs and play some pool, you know, throw some darts, just kind of sit in the hot tub, just relax, get away from it, get my mind right.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Shop Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. Minot on 83 Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. Next to Kmart, Grand Forks on South Washington. And next to Spitfire, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo. Tell them Carson sent you.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
On your mind, Todd Mitchell for Scott Hennon. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state's the leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among at least seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal's always been a big part of our energy success story and keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts the economy. North Dakota's coal industry accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop a near-zero emissions technology.
to ensure our energy future is secure and to protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Todd Mitchell for Scott Hennen, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and what's in your mind, Congressman? Why don't they make the Mexico City rule statutory?
Well, we'd love to do that, and that would take an act of Congress, obviously, and that would require 60 votes in the Senate. And I don't think there are even 60. I don't think there are even 50 pro-life senators, much less pro-life Democrats to get us to 60. So that's why. So that consequently, it falls on the president each election. If they're pro-life, they do it, and if they're not, they don't. But we could make it a law if we could have a vote in the Senate that would get 60 votes.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, what's in your mind? 1-800-228-0550. And Lance in Williston, what is on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had just a quick question. I've heard a lot of people, friends included, who like to compare the border wall to the Berlin Wall. And I just want to ask Congressman Cramer if I'm wrong when I say that that's like comparing apples to oranges. The Berlin Wall was a wall within a country, and the border wall is a wall that will separate two countries. And that's not what the Berlin Wall did.
But that's a perfect illustration. I mean, yeah, a wall at a border, without, as Donald Trump says so effectively, a country without borders isn't a country. And so the wall on the border is one thing, a wall in the middle of a country. And if you've ever been to East Berlin and West Berlin, you've been to Berlin, you've seen, where the wall was. I have. It's separated country and a vastly different situation than this is.
Yes. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate the call very much. Bob in Fergus Falls, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Bob.
Hi. Hello, Kevin. Wonderful to get access to you. My question is about Obamacare. I'm wondering if there's a chance that the penalties that occurred last year for me and the ones that just got a letter, there'll be a penalty.
Yep.
A more substantial penalty next year,
right.
And I'm wondering if there's going to be a retroactive wiping the slate clean so I don't have to pay those penalties at all.
Okay, that's a good question, Bob. I can tell you that the penalty is one of the things we can do through budget reconciliation and will be part of the bill as we start next week already on the hearings on this. But whether or not it's retroactive, so like if you have, what you're saying is you didn't pay last year's when you did your taxes,
right.
Or you got it from the IRS. Okay. Whether or not that would be white clean, I don't know the answer to that, but I'll check that out. That's a very good question. I would say, don't do anything before April 15th this year, and then hopefully the relief will be on the way.
And I've heard that some people, I've heard on the radio that there was one example of a person wouldn't have to pay it. And so I'm a little confused as to what the status is, and a lot of us really would like to know is, get some updates. Maybe I'll call you next week when you're on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Bob. Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll try to have an answer by next week. And in fact, I can find out when I get back down to to lunch probably, as whether that's going to be part of the bill or part of the plan. The way the IRS gets it from you, of course, is if they owe you or if they owe you money at the end of the deal from your taxes, from your returns, then they would withhold it. But if they're waiting for a check from you, it'll be interesting. Well, I'll check it out and we'll get back.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good John question. In South Dakota. We're from Minnesota to South Dakota for North Dakota Congressman Kevin Cramer. What's on your mind?
Hi, John.
Hey, Congressman. I'm from South Dakota, but the problem I have is kind of nationwide. I'm an independent trucker, and this new electric log mandate is going to just kill us, guys. And a lot of us out here, the independents, are under the impression that this ELD mandate is just a political payback from big trucking company donors that want to drive the little guy out of business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to cost us thousands of dollars a year in monthly access fees and equipment, and it's right. not needed. Is there any way that the new transportation secretary can deregulate a lot of this stuff? And could you talk to the president about it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've been with her husband here for the last 24 hours or so, and we'll go down and see him here again in a little bit. But by her, I mean the new transportation secretary, because of course she's married to Mitch McConnell, and so I will check that out. I will tell you, John. I mean, your point about regulation in general is oftentimes a barrier to entry for small, or a killer for small business, whereas large business can always adopt. I mean, Dodd-Frank's another example.
Go grab a Philly cheesesteak there. You're not going to be in Philly long, so
that's right. I'll do it.
Make that happen. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. What's on
your mind, Scott, in New York City tomorrow?
It's back. The famous 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson, Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar. Get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the API Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6, Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.